This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's almost Friday. It's
Thursday.
Thanks, Morgan. Thanks for the reminder. It's Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show, and thank you so much for listening today. It's going to be the hottest day of the week. It's pretty overcast here, so I don't know if that's just, you know, particulate in the air. You said you had a pretty orange sunrise, huh, Vin?
Yeah, one of those really, really weird ones. By the way, Someone is saying that my mic is hot. Is that, should I turn my mic down? We're okay?
Well, yeah, maybe just Nicole's saying she thinks Hold it on. Sounds all right.
Just a tad.
Just a little bit. Just
I mean, it's not nearly as bad as it was yesterday when.
Well, it was overmodulated yesterday.
Yeah,
I think that he's just louder.
that's for sure.
It's not really his fault. And sometimes when he's talking normally, it's just fine. And then
okay,
he gets excited and it sounds a little. Let's hear that.
How you doing?
Yeah, it sounds fine.
Is that good, Bryn?
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound any better?
It does sound better, and Nicole can take care of the rest from her end.
Okay, good.
She'll ride Gain back at the studio. All right, Celebrity Trash brought to you by Radio.com. Leave us on all day on Radio.com. You can access all of our shows, podcasts on the Radio.com app or RadioAlice.com website. Just in case you miss us while we're on vacation, download our podcast. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Turn it on and rip the knob off.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Don't rip the volume now. You can turn it down. Just don't turn it off. Let's
right.
leave it. Let's leave that on, shall we? So SNL is back this weekend. The season premiere is Chris Rock as your host and Megan Thee Stallion. This is the season 46 premiere episode on Saturday night. This is the third time that Chris Rock has hosted the show. The first time Megan has appeared on the show. I don't know what song she'll do, but I'm sure there'll be some dance moves you will not be able to effing believe. She's famous for that.
She got shot in her feet, though, right?
I was just thinking that. Maybe she's all, maybe her feet are all in cast and stuff. But right. When did they do the WAP video? Because, woo! That is pornography, practically.
Did anybody get busted for shooting her feet off or what?
Well, he's denying it, although he did sort of apologize, but not for shooting her feet. And she's like, he did it, but I don't know if she's pressing charges. What's Weird. That guy's name? Tory Lanez.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did shoot her. But, moving on. She's fine. Believe it or not, there is a Guinness World Record for most tattoos of the same musician.
Of the same, like their face, like a headshot? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And actually, this person has 52, this person has 52 tattoos overall. They're not all of this musician. 28 of them are based on Eminem. 16 are portraits. And they're only counting the 16 portraits. So, whether if she's got Stan on her back or something, or shoulder, that doesn't count. But the portraits do count, like likenesses of a musician. This is a British woman by the name of Nikki Patterson. And she loves Eminem. I mean, you'd have to, right?
Oh, my God. So, wait, you're saying she's got how many tattoos of Eminem's head or in
16
face?
Of his 16 portraits. He is looking at you from all over her. What am I looking at here? You're showing me these are just,
trying to show you the,
these, I see. These are all the different pictures of all the different places. Mm-hmm. He's in silhouette. He's wearing various outfits. Boy, she has, she's got 52 total.
So regrettable.
Well, she has the world record now, so she's in the books. That's good, right?
You know.
That's what she wants. She's 35 years old. She knows what she's doing, man.
All right. I mean,
one assumes.
Okay.
She says that she actually got the record when she only had 15 of him. That beat everybody else. And now she's got 16, so she's just lengthening her lead. She was 19 when she got her first one. So she's been doing this going on. She's coming up on 20 years of loving life. Look, once you get one tattoo of any artist on you, you're committed. Because there it is. It's on you. You have to have, it's got to be defensible. Luckily, Eminem is a guy who still puts out music and is still respected as one of the best in the craft, I guess. She says, I heard Stan when I was 14. I'd never heard anything like that before. It blew me away. Eminem has been
the... Understand the song at all?
Because isn't that ironic, right? That she's...
Does she have
a little overly into him?
Any idea what he's trying to say there? Because it doesn't sound like she does.
Stop it, Stan. Stop it.
Wow.
Right. Well, she says, Eminem has been the one constant in my life. Look, life changes. There are changes. Things happen all throughout your life. You don't need a constant, and it doesn't need to be Eminem. But I'm not going to tell this lady what to do. She's all tattooed up. She'll probably kill me.
I don't know. I mean,
that's a stereotype.
I get that you, it's her body and she's of age and she earned the money to buy them, but I wish it sounds like there's something wrong with her, in my opinion.
Are we able to find her, this Nikki Patterson? Can we find, like, is there something wrong with her? Can we, is she talking on Instagram anywhere where she's, you're like, uh-oh, you know, anything like that? See, take a look through there. Feel free to jump back in if you find anything alarming. Although I will say I probably need you for other stuff too. Like this. So maybe this could be Nicole's job.
I'm trying to figure out, like, okay, what would be if I'm thinking something's wrong with her because she's got this person she's never met who's an artist tattooed on her 16 times, what would be acceptable? And I'm like, Mom and Dad? No. No.
That's weird too.
You don't need 16 pictures of them on you either. I just don't think there's anything that hyper focus to me is a mental tick.
It's something. I'm kind of with
there's
you.
There's a tick there. There's something wrong. Like,
it's
that's
the
not
things
okay.
that make you go,
Like, I love stuff too. I love surfing. And my favorite surfer was Shane Horan. Or, you know, I loved it. But I didn't tattoo.
I don't even think you have a surfboard tattooed on you.
I don't.
Like, you're a guy who loves surfing.
And I love music. And
do you have any musical notes on you?
I would do that. I mean, if I were around it, like, I have an unfinished tattoo on me now that I need to go. Like, I got this done right as we were going into the pandemic and leaving the city for good. And now I'm stuck. It's half done.
Oh, it'll be fine. You'll get it done at some point. It gives you something to look forward to. There's a picture of the girl. She's a white chick and she's cute. You know, she's got sort of medium brown hair and pretty eyes.
Well, something's wrong with the other side of her face, let's be honest.
She's obviously missing an eye because the hair is swept over that side. I'm with you. You know, the thing is, if you love someone so much that you're willing to put 16 portraits of the person on you, you have dashed any hope of ever being with them. If that was your, like, if she loves Eminem, like, I want to have his babies, that kind of love. That ain't happening. Like, he's going to hurt Stan Yelita is not in the running.
That was never going to happen anyway. But you're right. Doing those tattoos does remove you from the dating pool.
From the running.
For sure.
From many dating pools, too. Like, you know, look, Dan in accounting might not be into you because you're so into Eminem. But if you have 16 tattoos of Dan, you're also out of the running for Dan. And really, you're out of the running for, you know, Larry in custodial, because he's like, you got 16 Dans on you.
Right.
Like, 16 of anybody is too many. It's exactly, is it 16 too many or is it 15 too many?
It's one thing. I know that we often find things, and Sarah, you're actually very, I don't want to say guilty because it's, you're not doing anything wrong.
I'm guilty.
But,
I'm guilty.
But
of a
you
lot
will
of
also hyper focus on something that yes. you find that works. Oh. You become a complete rock painter or a purse maker or
right.
I mean,
look, if I was to, if every time I was obsessed with something, I got it tattooed on me, I'd have a farm in Vermont on my back right now. Mm-hmm. Like, and probably each of my boobs would be a mandala that I'm painting on those rocks. I mean, that'd look pretty good. Would you like that, Vin? I mean, I'd have an antique sewing machine on my forearm. I'd have horses running down my legs. I mean, I have many obsessions. Right. Gardening, there'd be a flower garden blooming on my ass. I mean, I'd be covered. But okay. You know what I don't do? Get tattoos of everything I'm into. Like, even my kids, I'm into my kids. They're fine. But do I have tattoos of them? I don't.
The thing I would say to this lady is, and I just say this because, look, it's very possible that if you met him, he'd ruin it for you. So please
never even meet him. Right.
I know you're listening, lady in England. Don't meet him because you've got tattoos that can't now ever be covered. There's too many of them.
Yep. Maybe she could get them changed into like her dad's face or something. That would be weird. Anyway, there's that. You know, it's not Tuesday, but there's a Tat Tuesday story for you. Here's something just to make you feel good. The coach is from The Voice. That's Gwen Stefani, that country guy she's into, John Legend and Kelly Clarkson.
Country guy she's
into. What's his
into?
Name? I can't think of
Blake
his name.
Schultz.
Yeah, Blake Lively.
That is unacceptable for whatever his name is. Tinseltown reporter. That's
please.
Not okay.
The coaches of The Voice have made a music video, and it starts with John Legend walking down the street. It's clearly a set, but there he is walking down a city street, and oh my god, there's a piano just sitting on the side. Here he is, here walking down the street. It's oh look, oh my god, it's a piano, and it says play me. Oh, that's crazy. So what's he gonna do? Well, what do you think? He's gonna play that sucker. Here we go.
Great. Here's he just a caught COVID. Super job, John Legend. Now you got a quarantine for 2 weeks. Way
oh,
to
look,
go.
Oh, look, Kelly Clarkson lives nearby. She's looking out a window.
What a coincidence.
Wow. But it's a good song. It is good. It's nice.
Let's get together and feel all right. Hear the children crying. Hey, the children crying.
He's like, hey, Kelly's singing too.
What are you doing here?
Oh, and look who's coming. Look, apparently Blake Lively wears his guitar all the time.
Blake Lively.
Oh, and there's his girlfriend, Gwen Stefani. Oh, it's so good. And it goes on and on. And we've linked it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page if you want to watch it too. It's actually very
it's
cute.
It's fun.
It is. It's great.
By the way, let me read a couple texts.
All right.
Oh, darn. These things move on me all the time. I can't stand it. Someone
that
wrote
damn
in.
Texting
oh, here
machine.
It is. 415. Your tattoo and mental health talk is very ignorant and heartbreaking. Please stop.
Okay. We'll stop. We
Y'all
stopped
need
a while
to lay
ago.
Off her tattoos. Nobody blames you for the decisions you've made.
Yes, they do. What are you, crazy? Oops. Not supposed to say crazy.
Shame.
Oversensitive much?
Sarah.
Hey, and one more thing that I'll tell you before we take a break. AC/DC's back. The group is confirming a reunion ahead of new music. I am so excited. Lots of familiar faces in this. As you probably know, one of the Young brothers, Malcolm Young, passed away. Wait, did he die or did he just retire because
he has died, but he had retired prior to that because of, I thought it was dementia.
Yes. So
early onset or something like that.
I believe it's his son who's taking over for him.
No, it is one of their, it's not the son, but it's absolutely someone in the family. He's
okay,
a Young.
Stevie Young. So he's somebody's nephew. Maybe he's a nephew.
Right.
Like
it's
a
something like that,
something.
But he's definitely in the family.
So he's on. Stevie Young is taking over for Malcolm on rhythm guitar, Angus Young on lead guitar, all the whole group, even the one who didn't one of them do a murder for hire thing? That guy's back on drums, Phil Rudd. Brian Johnson, who lost his hearing but miraculously got it back, he's in. Bassist Cliff Williams, who was like, I'm out a couple years ago. And then was like, oh, you know what? That's a great idea. My bank account could use a cash infusion. So there you go. We're going to be hearing a new, I think it's called Power Up. And because that's what they're putting all over social media. So hooray.
Well,
more
a lot
AC/DC.
Of these songs, from what I heard, were written by Malcolm prior to his, like, these are all things they've had. So they're going to be.
Oh.
Vintage AC/DC.
Oh,
it's just that they really haven't been who we love them for like five albums. So
or so, yes.
Yeah.
Easily
it's been a while.
That.
But I'm glad that they're able to go out and do it. I'm glad they're back together. That's great.
No, it's true. I love it. The older rockers stay out on the road and do their thing, the more hope I have for me. I'm like, look at them, they're in their 70s and they're still totally rocking the F out. I could be that person someday. I'll just rock out of my house, but, you know, at least I'm still rocking. Woo! All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I've got a recent debate that ended even worse than the one we all watched the other day.
Uh-oh.
Impossible.
Yeah. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.